From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we'll play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voanews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno calls for the Indonesian young generation to promote Indonesia to become a world ecotourism center. In addition to promoting, the younger generation can maintain, care for, and preserve the beauty of the homeland by applying the concept of ecotourism that considers environmental, social, and economic aspects. This was affirmed by Minister Sandiaga when participating in the virtual launch of the Joint Generation Now or Berani program, as quoted in a press statement in Jakarta on Sunday. Furthermore, he wanted the younger generation to inform about wonderful Indonesia through various communication channels with the aim of making Indonesia known as the world's ecotourism center. The younger generation is also asked to understand that a protected environment will be the best asset for Indonesian tourism. Moreover, the COVID-19 pandemic will accelerate quality and sustainability tourism destination. The COVID-19 vaccination using Pfizer began in Jakarta on Monday, August 23rd. The vaccination using the vaccine produced by the U.S. firm reportedly would take place in four locations: the Cilandak District Health Community Center Puskesmas, the Lebak Bulus Community Health Center, the Health Ministry PPSDM Agency in South Jakarta, and Judo Building in Kelapa Gading, North Jakarta. People who meet the requirements are allowed to register for the Pfizer vaccine, which will be administered within a quota of 60 doses per day. One of the requirements for the recipients of the Pfizer vaccine is people aged 18 years old or above. The Yogyakarta government asked the central government to revise travel regulation, particularly for users of public transportation services such as buses, trains, and planes. Deputy Governor of Yogyakarta, Paku Alam X, made the request during an online coordination meeting on the use of the Peduli Lindungi application for the transportation sector with the Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, on Sunday afternoon. Paku Alam X proposed that tourists who have received a complete COVID-19 vaccination would no longer need to undergo a COVID-19 test, either antigen swab or PCR. He also asked the government to raise the status of the Port Health Office, or KKP, which carried out passengers' health checks. Let's move on to the international news. The United States has enlisted the help of six commercial airlines to help transport people after their evacuation from Afghanistan as Washington seeks to step up the pace of departures of Americans and at-risk Afghans from Kabul. The U.S. Defense Pentagon said on Sunday, it called up 18 civilian aircraft from United Airlines, American Airlines, Delta Air, and others to carry people from temporary location after they landed on flights from Afghanistan, leaning on the industry last called on during the Iraq War in 2003. The move highlights the difficulty Washington is having carrying out the evacuation following the Taliban's swift takeover. Thousands of people remain outside the Kabul International Airport on Sunday, hoping to be evacuated as Taliban gunmen beat back crowds. China's health authority reported on Monday that there were no new locally transmitted cases of COVID-19 for the first time since July, offering more signs that the current outbreak, which began late last month, may be tapering off soon. The latest outbreak was driven mainly by infection first detected among few airport workers in the eastern city of Nanjing on July 20. Since then, more than 1,200 people in China have been confirmed to be infected. No one has died in the current outbreak, which has largely focused on the cities of Nanjing and Yangzhou in the province of Jiangsu. Near the financial hub of Shanghai, across China, new local cases fell to the single digits last week after peaking in early August. North Korea has developed its own polymerase chain reaction or PCR equipment to conduct COVID-19 tests. This was said by state media on Monday as the country steps up efforts to head off new, more contagious strains of the virus. As part of the antivirus efforts, scientists and technicians at the State Academy of Sciences have developed a PCR system that meets global standards for the first time, said the Rodong Sinmun, the Ruling Workers' Party newspapers. The equipment was introduced as one of the recent achievements made under leader Kim Jong-un's push to localize machinery, tools and materials amid international sanctions and border closures that sharply reduced trade. President Tsai Ing-wen got vaccinated with Taiwan's first domestically developed COVID-19 vaccine on Monday, giving her personal stamp of approval as the island begins rolling out the contested shot, whose approval critics says has been rushed. The health ministry last month approved the emergency use of Medigen Vaccine Biologic Corp. COVID-19 vaccine, part of the broader plan for inoculation self-sufficiency, as delays in vaccine deliveries from global drug companies have affected Taiwan and many other countries. Tsai received her Medigen shot at the hospital in central Taipei, demonstrating her confidence and to prove it is safe. More than 700,000 people have signed up so far to receive the Medigen vaccine, which requires a second shot 28 days after the first one. That was the news.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Indonesia's competitiveness ranking in 2021 slightly increased from its position compared in 2020, which was ranked 40. The 2021 World Competitiveness Yearbook, or WCY, survey conducted by the Institute of Management Development, IMD, puts Indonesia's competitiveness at 37th out of a total of 64 countries recorded. The surveys in Indonesia was carried out by the Management Institute of the Faculty of Economics and Business, University of Indonesia, which has acted as IMD's partner in Indonesia over the last 5 years. According to the Management Institute, the results of the ranking assessment are based on a data analysis on Indonesia's economic performance until 2020, and the assessment of business actors regarding the perception of the business environment they are facing. Meanwhile, the competitiveness assessment method is based on the assessment of four main components, including economic performance, government efficiency, business efficiency, and infrastructure. The survey result shows that there is an increase in Indonesia's ranking on the components of government and business efficiency. The government's efficiency rating has increased from 31st in 2020 to 26th in 2021. It is stated that the public financial policy factor, which is quite effective in responding to pandemic condition, is a component that support this rating increase. Meanwhile, the business efficiency component increased from 31st in 2020 to 25th in 2021 due to the optimism for future business transformation. However, unlike the efficiency of government and business, the performance of the economy and infrastructure has decreased. Indonesia's economic performance ranking in 2021 is at position 35th, a decrease compared to 2020, which was at position 26. The downgrade is driven by labor conditions, international trade, and domestic price levels. Indonesia's infrastructure ranking has also shifted from position 55th in 2020 to position 57th in 2021. Due to the readiness factor for health and education infrastructure in the face of the COVID-19 pandemic. The COVID-19 pandemic has brought about a significant impact on the decline in economic and infrastructure performance, which is an important component in the assessment of competitiveness rankings. Hopefully, the well-managed handling of COVID-19, especially the accelerations of vaccination, which has been carried out by the government, will be able to make Indonesia's competitiveness ranking improve this year. Even so, it will be better next year. I'll begin today in history with an event on August 23, 1932, when the Stalingrad War started. The Battle of Stalingrad was a major World War II battle in which Nazi Germany and its allies fought the Soviet Union for control of Stalingrad city, now Volgograd, in southern Russia, on the eastern border of Europe, characterized by close combat and direct attacks on civilians by airstrike. The Battle of Stalingrad is often considered the largest and bloodiest one in the history of warfare. The heavy losses suffered by the German Wehrmacht made it, arguably, the most strategically decisive battle in the entire war. This was a turning point on the stage of World War II in Europe. Next event is in 1949, about the Round Table Conference. The Round Table Conference was a meeting held in The Hague, the Netherlands, from August 23rd to November 2nd, 1949, among representatives of the Republic of Indonesia, the Netherlands, and the BFO, representing various countries created by the Dutch in the Indonesian archipelago. Prior to this conference, there were three high-level meetings between the Netherlands and Indonesia, namely the Linggarjati Agreement in 1947, the Renville Agreement in 1948, and the Romroyan Agreement in 1949. This conference ended with the willingness of the Netherlands to hand over sovereignty to the Republic of the United States of Indonesia. In Last event is on August 23rd in 1978, the birth of Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bean Bryant was born in Philadelphia, the United States on August 23, 1978. He is an American professional basketball player. Considered one of the greatest basketball players of all time, he scored the most goals in the NBA for two seasons, is fourth on the all-time regular season scorers list and fourth on the all-time playoff scorer list. Bryant died on January 26, 2020 in a helicopter crash in Calabasas, California.
Di langit berwarna jingga, ku bisa melihat wajah kalian. Itulah alasan aku hidup di kota ini. Ku tertegun dan terkesima melihat indahnya alam berwarna, membuat aku sadar akan jauhnya kampung halaman, tempat mencari uang. Walau tak ada ruang, raih impian sekilas gampang, tapi semua tak semudah membalik telapak tangan.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Ministry of Industry held the Indonesia 4.0 Conference and Expo 2021 online from August 18 to 20, 2021. Minister of Industry Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita said in a written statement on Thursday that this event could be a venue for showing the world about the capabilities of manufacturing sector and other sectors in Indonesia to transform to Industry 4.0. The Indonesia 4.0 Conference and Expo 2021 was organized by the Industrial Service Policy and Standardization Agency of the Ministry of Industry. It was held to coincide with the celebration of the 76th Independence Day of the Republic of Indonesia. Thus, according to the Minister of Industry, this event is also the right momentum to continue to improve national unity and integrity through the collaboration towards Indonesia 4.0. In accordance with the theme of this year's celebration, Indonesia Resilience, Indonesia Grows, it is hoped that the manufacturing industry sector will be independent, sovereign, advanced, just, and inclusive. He added that the implementation of Making Indonesia 4.0 will be able to encourage the growth of real gross domestic products or GDP by 1 to 2% per year. Thus, it will increase from the baseline of 5% to 6 to 7% in the period 2021-2030. The Indonesia 4.0 Conference and Expo 2021 is also intended to be a forum to strengthen networks between policymakers, industry players, technology providers, and academics. In this activity, they can share ideas and research results related to the latest technology and solution as a formula to support the acceleration of industrial transformation in Indonesia. The head of the Standardization and Industrial Services Policy Agency of the Ministry of Industry, Todi Rahadi, said that the acceleration of the transformation of Industry 4.0 in Indonesia is one of the government's efforts to restore the national economy. Synergy and collaboration between parties in the Industrial 4.0 ecosystem in Indonesia is very important in order to accelerate the transformation process of Industry 4.0. These parties include the government, industry players or association, universities, academics and R&D institutions, technology providers, consultant and financial players.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku ochaku yo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Setiap ku pejamkan mataku, hanya bayangan wajahmu di pikiranku. Canda dan tawamu dahulu selalu membuat bahagia. Tinggalkan
masa lalu di dalam hidupmu. Aku yang salah artikan. Kukira rasa yang kau beri itu cinta. Kau anggapku hanya sahabatmu, dan kini kau menghilang. Kini kau menjauhiku. Salahkahku? Dirimu yang dulu ada untukku, kini kau pergi tinggalkan seakan.
Office, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Sika Regency East Nusa Tenggara is famous for its unique culture. In this region, there is a war dance called Tuareta Low Dance. This traditional dance has existed since the 10th generation and is known from generation to generation. Tuareta Lou is a traditional dance from Hewo Kloang Sewesina Raya village, covering Hewo Kloang, Heo, and Kewa villages, Sika Regency East Nusa Tenggara. Dance depicts fighting techniques and how their ancestors at that time defeated their opponents by using a stick of bamboo. The dance consists of three combined dances, namely Awil Alu, Magemot, and Tuareta Low dance. The dance was danced in successions by a dozen male and female dancers. Usually the dancers will be accompanied by the beat of the rhythm of the gong warning with various types of strokes. The three dances are related to the agility of war that must be owned by every man. The Awialu dance describes lower body agility training. At this stage, the dancers jump between wooden or bamboo stick that are bumped by other dancers. Then, Magemot dance is intended to train upper body agility. In the Magemot dance, the stick is placed parallel to the neck. The last one is that the dance of Tuareta Low demonstrates one snooping skills. In this session, a male dancer is complete with his sword is raised to a bamboo pole by his friends. The dancer rests on the end of the pole with his stomach. he turns in all directions as if he is monitoring the situation while several female dancers dance around them.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wa chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging, pan COVID-19 door and masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
ragu selama dunia berputar, jangan berhenti berharap rasa itu indah.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is about kerja dari rumah, which means work from home. So stay tuned. Here is the conversation entitled Mengirim Surat Perjanjian, which means sending a letter of agreement. This dialogue happens when Kevin and his boss Ayu are working from home. Kevin calls Ayu that he has sent her a letter of agreement. Let's listen to the conversation.
Selamat siang, Bu Ayu. Saya sudah mengirim file surat perjanjian ke pos L, Ibu.
Baik, Pak Kevin. Terima kasih.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Halo, halo, which means hello. Mengirim, mengirim, which means send. Sudah mengirim, which means has sent. File, file, which means file. Surat perjanjian, which means letter of agreement. Ke, ke, which means to. Posel, posel, which means email. Saya sudah mengirim file surat perjanjian ke posel ibu. Saya sudah mengirim file surat perjanjian ke posel ibu, which means I have sent a letter of agreement to your email. Terima kasih, which means thank you. Saya akan membaca surat perjanjian itu nanti. Saya akan membaca surat perjanjian itu nanti. Which means, I will read the letter of agreement later. Kamu sedang apa? Kamu sedang apa? Which means, what are you doing? Aku sedang membuat surat perjanjian. Aku sedang membuat surat perjanjian. Which means, I'm making a letter of agreement. In the dialogue, you hear a sentence, saya sudah mengirim file surat perjanjian ke posel ibu. Saya sudah mengirim file surat perjanjian ke posel ibu, which means, I have sent a letter of agreement to your email. The sentence is used to explain that you do something. In the sentence, there is the word mengirim, mengirim, which means to send. It consists of a prefix meng and kirim, kirim, which means send. The prefix meng, which is combined with a verb, means doing activity. Let's listen to the other examples of sentences showing that you do something. Pak, saya akan membaca surat perjanjian itu nanti. Pak, saya akan membaca surat perjanjian itu nanti. Which means, sir, I will read the letter of agreement later. Baik bu, which means, yes ma'am. Kamu sedang apa? Kamu sedang apa? Which means, what are you doing? Aku sedang membuat surat perjanjian. Aku sedang membuat surat perjanjian. Which means, I'm making a letter of agreement. In the formal writing, the prefix meng is often used, particularly in an active sentence. If you read an Indonesian text, you will easily find this prefix. To comprehend and master the use of affix in Indonesian, you should learn the use of prefix meng and other affixes in a deeper way. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Selamat siang, Bu Ayu. Saya sudah mengirim file surat perjanjian ke pos L Ibu.
Baik, Pak Kevin. Terima kasih.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa!
To the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, Music Corner for today presents a keroncong song entitled Tugu Monas by Kelana Hermawan. This song tells about the greatness of the national monument, or better known as Monas. The memorial monument with a height of 137 meters was built to recall the struggle of the Indonesian people to fight for their independence. The song also mentions that Monas is the pride of the Indonesian people, which is known not only in Indonesia, but also in foreign countries. Well, listener, here is Kelana Hermawan with the keroncong song entitled Tugu Monas. Happy listening!
Bunga indah
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.vonews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@vonews.id. I'm Putri Savitri Ardela. See you on the next English program.